Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 22nd day of Kislev, Tavshein Pei Dalet. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. Chaltza b'sandal shena shalai. What happens if the widow of the deceased husband who had no children, she comes now and she comes to the Yavam, the would-be Yavam, the brother-in-law, and she takes off his shoe, but it's not his shoe. It's a shoe that was borrowed from some other man. Oy besandal shalates. Or she took off the shoe, but the shoe wasn't a leather shoe. It wasn't covered with leather. It was made of wood. Oy beshal smoil bayamin. Or she took off a left shoe, but it was on his right foot. All these cases, but he avid chalitzosa kosher. We say it'll do. The chalitza will be kosher. The Gemara says, lachatchila, the sandal should be his. As it says, v'chaltza nala, she shall take off his shoe. But b'di'evad, even a shoe that's not his, will suffice. That's because we learn, a pasuk says, beis chalutz hanoal. Why does it say beis chalutz hanoal? Even if it's not his shoe, if it was the shoe that was taken off, that will still be okay, b'di'evad. So why does it say naloi? Chaltza naloi, his shoe. The Gemara learns from the fact that it says his shoe, it has to be a shoe that's appropriate for him. For example, a shoe that's so big that he could not walk in, or a shoe that's so small that it doesn't cover most of his foot, that would be no good. Or it doesn't, and to exclude a shoe that has no heel, also that would be excluded. But b'di'evad, the shoe does not have to belong to him. Chaltza b'gadol. What happens if she took off a shoe that was bigger than his normal size, but it's not overly big, so shehu yochal halachba. He can still walk in it, and it won't slip off his foot. Oyber cotton, or she took off her shoe, but it was a small shoe, smaller than his normal size, but at least shehu chofes rover ugly. It covers most of his foot, the sole of his foot. Chalitzosa kashera. We say, but yeah, the chalitza will be kosher. L'chatchil, however, she shouldn't take it off. She should only take off a shoe that's fitting him, his normal size, and that's the preferable way of doing it. And that's to stop a case where it could get to be such a size that even but yeah, it will be no good. So the Chacham said, look, let's do a proper chalitza with a proper fitting size shoe. Chaltza balayla. What happens if she did chalitza in the night time? Here we have a machloikas. Chalitzosu kishera. Tanakama says the chalitza will be kosher b'di'evit. Why? Because it's like the gemar din. It's like the ending of a judgment. And when it comes to judgments, monetary matters, dinei mominos, the halacha is that you can start in the day and you can finish it in the night. The chalitza is a form of dinei mominos. It does involve monetary judgment because she uses that. She collects a ksuba in the process. Or after the chalitza. And therefore, it involves dinei mominos. So the Tanakama holds, it'll be kosher in the night time. He looks at it and he says it's like the gemar din. The end of a din, of a monetary case, can be judged in the night time. So too can the chalitza. Rabbi Eliezer says no. He says that the such a chalitza will be invalid if it's done at night time. He holds that the chalitza is the beginning of a judgment. It's compared to the beginning of a dinei mominos. And at the beginning of any monetary dispute or judgment must take place in the daytime. Who is the halacha like? The halacha is like this opinion, like the latter opinion, like Rabbi Eliezer, that it'll be possible if it's done at night. Basmoil, what happens if she took off a shoe from his right, from his left foot instead of his right foot? Irrelevant what shoe it was, but it was on his left foot and she took it off there. Says the Mishnah, no good. Chalitzasa pesola. The Tanakama holds it to be possible because we have a gzer shava from the Metzora where it also says ragloi, just like ragloi there, it's the right foot. So also, just like the right thumb and the right ear, it mentioned explicitly, so too also by the case of the chalitza, when it says ragloi, it means the right foot. If it's on the left foot, it'll be possible. Rabbi Eliezer says it's okay if it's on the left foot. He doesn't learn the Gzer Shava from the Mitzar. Here the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha is like the Tanakama, the stricter opinion, that says that we do learn from the Mitzara that the chalitza must be on the right foot, or taken off from the right foot. Mishnah Gimel. Chalza. What happens if she... Now, normally there's three steps involved. There's the taking off of the shoe, there's the spitting on the ground, and there's the declaration that the Torah says she has to declare. Chalza, what happens if she took the shoe off the Yavam, Virokaka, and she spat on the ground, Avaloi Kara, but she didn't read the psukim that she has to read, such as so shall be done to the man who will not build the house of his brother, and earlier on, he does not want to marry me, he does not want to be given to me. She didn't read any of that. Chalitzosa kishayra, but Yeved, the chalitza is considered valid. The lack of reading the parsha, the lack of declaration, which is a dibur, which is a speech rather than an action, will not invalidate the chalitza, the fact that it's missing. But Korah, if she read the psukim, Virokuka, and she spat on the ground, Avaloi Chalitza, but she did not do the chalitza, she didn't take the shoe off his foot, Chalitza Sepsula, that will be invalid. Why? Because there's a maisa missing, an action missing. Chalitza, she took off his shoe, Vikorah, and she read the psukim, Avaloi Rokuka, but she did not spit. Here we have a machlokes tanai. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Chalitza Sepsula. He says that that's no good. If she didn't do the spitting on the ground, the chalitza is invalid. That is considered a maisa. Spitting is an action. It's missing part of the action. No good. Rabbi Kiva Omer, chalitza sukishera. He says the chalitza will be kosher. Why? Because the lack of spitting will not invalidate the chalitza. Omer Rabbi Eliezer comes to support his opinion. He says, kocho yeyotze. It says, so shall be done. So shall be done to the man who will not build the house of his brother. So therefore, he says, kol davar shehu maisa, something that's an action, whether it's the taking off the shoe, whether it's the spitting of the ground, if it's a maisa, okay, it must be done. And if it's not done, it will stop the chalitza being valid. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, mishom raya. From there, you bring a proof to say that, well, that if there's no spitting, it's not kosher. I'll tell you the opposite. Kocha yeyase la ish. You've got to look at the next word. The next word says, so shall be done to the man. Telling us that what type of action is going to stop the chalitza being a good chalitza? Kol dover shehu maise la ish. Something that's done to the man. I.e. taking off the shoe off his foot. That's done with the body of the man. Spitting's not done on the body of the man. It's done on the ground and it's done by the woman. By the widow. So therefore, even if she didn't do the spitting, the chalitz will be kosher, b'di'avad, it'll be kosher. Some say that the words mishom raya are not sarcastic, mishom raya, rather that it's in a tone of nichasa. It's a tone where he says, mishom raya, from there I will actually bring a proof that to my words, to say kochi asola ish, it says so should be done to the man, telling us what type of action is going to be critical if it's done with the body or done on the man. But something that's done on the ground like spinning, that would not make it makif. Who's the halacha like? The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that b'di'avad, even if there was no spinning, the chalitza would be valid.